Hey, hey, day 41. You're really doing it. You're getting wiser, smarter, reading God's word, getting spiritual. It's been awesome. Thank you for joining with us on this journey as we study the life of Christ. Today, we're in Matthew chapter 6, verse 13. We've been talking a little bit about the Lord's Prayer. And it says in verse 13, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." Today, we're talking about how we need God to help us resist temptation and rescue us from evil. Now, the verse before it in verse 12 says, "And forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors." It's talking all about forgiveness of our sins. So if you can think of that verse as like curative medicine, in other words, there's a problem that needs to be fixed, and God, would you heal us of our sins? Would you heal us from our mistakes? Okay. But this verse, "deliver us from the evil one, lead us not into temptation," is more preventative medicine. It's more like, shield me against temptation. Don't let me get into the place where I actually even have to ask for forgiveness. That's what we're talking about. Deliver us from evil. How are we delivered from evil? Well, the enemy's main tactic is deception. He will try to deceive you. Revelation 12:9 says he tries to deceive the whole world. So how in the world can we be delivered from evil? I remember, some of you are old enough to remember this, mood rings. When I was growing up, we had mood rings. We bought it was a fad. They didn't really work, but the idea is they would change color based on your mood. So if it was blue, it was like, everything's good, everything's all good. If it was black, it was like, I'm angry and fearful and tense, all right? If it was gray, it was like, I don't know, I'm confused, what is life? Melancholy type mood. And you put that ring on a teenager and it would just change different colors like every single hour, because you know why. So they didn't really work, but if we let ourselves be dictated by our emotions, the enemy has a temptation for every mood we're in, every emotion. So we need to stand on the truth. That's what it says in John 17. It says, "My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one." We want protection from the evil one. "They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them," listen, "by the truth. Your word is truth." That's how we can be delivered from the evil one, is by knowing God's truth. That's why it's so important that we're doing this study on the life of Christ. So I want you to pray this prayer, "deliver us from evil." I want you to pray this prayer over your life and over your future. If you're married, pray it over your marriage. If you have kids, pray it over your family. Hey, let's all pray this over our country, right? So I want to give you three questions though, kind of like as a practical, like how can I make this really, how can I apply this truth? Because we want to hear and we want to do, we want to obey. So here's three questions, because temptations usually happen in three areas: people, places, or pleasures. So first question, what people are tempting me? What people are tempting me? Maybe there's a coworker you don't need to be around. Maybe there's an old friend. Maybe there's the whoever at your workplace. You know, what people are tempting you? Maybe they're not going the right direction that you're going in. Also, number two, what places are tempting you? What places are tempting you? You know, sometimes we put ourselves in places of temptation, but we expect God's strength. And it'll never work, because on our strongest day, we are not strong enough. We need God's strength. So avoid places of temptation. That might be the hotel bar on a work trip, right? That might be the computer upstairs when everyone else is asleep. Maybe it might be our phones. What are the places of temptation? Number three, what are the pleasures that are enticing you? What are the pleasures that are enticing you? Could be drugs, alcohol, fame, success, comparison. What are the pleasures that are enticing you? Let's pray this prayer. Deliver us from evil over our lives. Let's do what God's called us to do.
Okay, I love this vision, the life of Christ. I'll never forget, I took the life of Christ in Bible college, and it changed everything that I thought about. It's like the Jesus style of the word. We all need it, and I thank you for joining us. Please do not forget to subscribe so you can really partner with us as we move through this over the next several weeks together as a church. We're growing. Let's keep it going. Don't forget to subscribe.